Halacha hei lamed dalet lamed beis. Hamagdish maaseh yedei ishto arezo osa veochelet hamotar. Rabbi Meir omer hegdesh. Rabbi Meir omer hegdesh. Rabbi Yochanan Asandor omer chur. Rabbi Meir omer hegdesh is what are we talking about? Are we saying bishalo and Rabbi Yochanan Asandor omer chulin, meaning? The question over here is because Rabbi Meir holds that motar maaseh yadeya are belong to the Baal, and Rabbi Yochanan is savar that not like that, or is it the pshat that everybody agrees the motar maaseh yadeya is belongs to the Baal? The machlokus is just directly whether other magdish dover shelo b'alei olam as follows. And this, of course, relates to today's discussion we had between Rashi and Tosfos as to what exactly we're paskening over here, the Gabi, the din of the Meisr. So as follows: Shimon ben Lakishayna, b'Meisr b'chamisha sloim pligin. Look, we're talking about the machlokes remain of Yochanan. Moser means above and beyond the chamish sloim that's defined later on in the Mishnah. And tipater la b'maalela mizonot ve'ino noten la ma'akesav letzrochel. The case, therefore, over here is talking about where he is feeding her. He's not giving her ma kesev every week, so she doesn't have an allowance. And he holds that ma'aseh yadeya goes to the husband as tachas ma kesev, as we saw in the Bavli. And they, therefore, the takana that the Baal is, gives mizonos is in exchange for the ma'aseh yadayim. V'taninan, and later on we say that he may not ten la ma'akesav l'tzorcheha ma'aseh yadeya shela. So in a case where he's not giving her now the ma'akesav, she gets to keep the ma'aseh yadeya. Therefore, the reisha, the Mishnah says, we're talking about someone who's magdish ma'aseh yadeya. So therefore, everybody agrees he can't be magdish ma'aseh yadeya because he's not giving her ma'akesav. And if he doesn't give her ma'akesav, he doesn't own the ma'aseh yadeya. So what are we arguing about? We're arguing only where she made more money, and there was a moser, so Rav Meir holds, he is giving her mezainis. If he is giving her mezainis, so then he gets the moser ma'aseh yadeya, and it's his. It has a right, therefore, to be magdish. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Asandler holds, like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that the Moser Ma'aseh Yadeya belongs to her, and the Baal cannot be Makir, something that belongs to her. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no. The Motarach Armita Pligin. Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler is talking about what was left after she died from her Ma'aseh Yadeya, not what is Moser from the things that she makes. Do Amar Lei B'she'enu Malem is Onot. Rabbi Yochanan apparently also Mishnah is talking about where he's not being moisen and he's not giving her the Ma'akesav either. Therefore, the ratio works out just fine. The Baal obviously cannot be Ma'akesav by Siyadayim that are not belonging to him because they're hers. But Legabe, the Meiser Ma'aseh Yadeya above and beyond the five, the Sloyim, so over there he does not have the Keach to be Magdish. Also everybody agrees. Because it's not his, because he's not taking care of her. But when we were talking about the reisha, since he's not malal mizonos, he can't be magdish ma'aseh yadayim. That's talking about where he's magdish the ma'aseh yadayim that remain after she dies. So there, the machlokas is only about a dover shelo b'alei olam. He's being magdish something now that he doesn't own yet. So that's the famous machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds on to magdish dover shelo b'alei olam. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler holds on to magdish dover shelo b'alei olam. It isn't his yet. But as long as she's alive, then for sure there's nothing for him to do, according to anybody, because he doesn't own it. In a case where he's not being mala, neither mizonos nor mor kesef. So that's not the issue over here. Aval imale la mizonos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, had he been mala mizonos, I said everybody would have been made a divrei akol kicho. If he's giving her mizonos, he's certainly able to be magdish meiser ma'aseh yadeya even when she is alive. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say we're talking about a machlokas only where there were ma'aseh yadayim le'achar misa. So in other words, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both are agreeing on certain inyan. In other words, the ma'aseh yadeya and the ma'aser, the fact that they're not here yet doesn't bother them. It's called a dover shabali yoyla. The machlokas is whether it's considered to be his to be magdish or not. That's the shail. So according to Reish Lakish, if it would be his, so then he has biyadai to be magdish now. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it could only be talked about mentioning the achar misa. The machlokas is whether the magdish dovish lavola. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Tani Taman, Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. The following brisa now is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Because the brisa says, Babet, where do we have a machlokas remeir Rabbi Yochanan? B'she'eino ma'ala mizanot. And he's trying to be magdish ma'isa yodea, in other words, the achash misa, because otherwise what's the point? I mean, if it's not being ma'ala mizanot, there's no right to anything. Avol imayal ma'ala mizanot, then divrei alkol kichu. Now that only Rabbi Yochanan holds. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be his now, and there's not a problem of a davar shelo b'liyoyla. V'en, because v'en kol mash yesh liyidah m'yishah m'shabadish l'achilat perot, because is it not true that even if he's not being ma'ala l'mezenes, I mean, it's not worse than the other things that she was makdis to the marriage. She has no chasim, right? So you're saying that her ma'asei yadayim are worse than the nechasim? Why is that? He always has a kinyan, a shiba, to get a kinyan peiros, right? So if she's working, so that there should be a peiros anyway. Why do we view that as being different? So just like over there, he could be magdish to peiros, and the din is that hekdash is mafkia midei shibut. So you're saying she has a shibut for mezainas, but he could be mafkia midei shibut. So why can't he be mafkia this too? Why only the peiros of karka? The only reason was that we made a takona because maybe she'll need it. In other words, we can't have him in a position where he's not being ma'al of the mezainas and she has no financial way of being mit pardes. And no way to bring pressure on him because they say, well, man, the shibud I was already magdish, so there's nothing you can do. And that's also crazy. So she's got to go now to the gaboyim ha'ir to ask for tzedakah that she doesn't have to do. So therefore, we didn't give him kayach on that. But once he's ma'ala l'mizonos, so then we don't have that chashash. So in other words, the way to look at it is that mi'ikar adin, even if he weren't ma'ala l'mizonos, he ought to be able to be magdish, because hekdish is mafkim in eshiba. Except it's a precaution for her. But if he's being ma'ala l'mizonos, so then we don't have to worry about it. It's not that it's stabbed exchange. It's not worse. It's a completely different way of looking at it, right? Totally different way of looking at it. And Mamash Babli never entertained such a notion as a comparison between the Paris of the Nechasim and the Paris of her Yadayim. So Mi'ikra Adinia ought to own the Paris, except that we say she can't because of Mezainus. Give her the Mezainus and he gets back that lien. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak disagrees. And he says, no. It's talking about over here that the husband is giving her both mezainas and the makasev. And the machlokas over here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan and Asandar is ma'asei adayim b'nei. What they're arguing about is in the actual ma'asei adayim, whether the chefetz of the ma'asei adayim is called the davar shelo b'le'olam, not whether his rights to be magdish is the davar shelo b'le'olam. As we pointed out today, those are two different issues. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Ma'asei Adayim Ruyim LeKadosh B'Sha'ar Rishayna. Since a person can be Magdish Davar Shelo B'Le'olam, he can be Magdish it right now. And we're talking about where he owns it. That's not the question. The only issue that we're focusing on is the existence or non-existence of the thing. So Rabbi Meir says that's never a problem. It's going to be coming. The goof of where it's coming from is B'Le'olam. So that's called on a Magdish Davar Shelo B'Le'olam. Rabbi Yochanan Asander argues, and he says, "Ein ma'asei adayim ruim lekadosh b'sha'ar rishona, because ein ad magdish davar shelo b'le'olam." But as far as the kayach that he has, the kayach that he has is not up for discussion. Everybody's made it that we're talking about where he owns it. The only shaila is she didn't make it yet. Mashi irash mi aba hayom mochor lecha. Suppose now this is a bride. She says, I want to sell you today my inheritance that will be coming in. Right? So now, again, I mean, she doesn't own it yet. I've got a fishnet out there. Today's catch, I'm selling you now. What's the din? Dvarav kayamim, it's a kosher mechira. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So he explains that it's talking about over here, the dvarav kayamim, dafka where bilava latachriche aviv. We're talking about over here, his father is ill and dying. So somebody now basically needs to buy money, so he wants to sell the property that he will be inheriting in order to pay for the funeral. Right? So now he went ahead and he borrowed money. He needs to pay back that money. So in that case, where his father is a chayav or misukan, so over there, since Rove goes to see Lamisa, that's the way Rashi always learns. Right. That's how he learns Misukah. So it's considered to be something that is Matsui. So over there, if it's Matsui, so then it's not a problem. Rabbi Avu, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says the case of the Mitsuda, Ushite Mitsuda Prusa B'Fanav, when it says in the Braita, that the fish that come up today, that's talking about that the Mitsuda is already out there and again it's Matsui. So it's the equivalent of the Sakana. So Dabba, that's Matsui over there, we could say yes. But to say Maaseya dying, where you don't have the situation right now that is going to be Mala, what do you say? Tomorrow's Maaseya dying. So if she had the threads in her hand and she's spinning it now, you could say it's Matsui. You say what it is that I'm going to make. Maaseya dying is considered that the complete Dabba Shalom Balo. So there's a new distinction.
She had a salary coping.
That's already a separate, salary is already a separate issue, but that's a question of chov, that's a whole different shayla. But in terms of davar shelo ba'alei olam, we're introducing a new concept now. That was, we always understand that there were two issues. The rights to do something, and the existence of the thing that you want to do it to. So that was a machlokas. The first thing the Gemara was chaylik on is what's the machlokas in the Mishnah? The machlokas in the Mishnah revolve around rights or revolve around the existence of the chayfets. Those were the first two approaches. Now the Gemara wants to zero in, now that we've said the second shot is that it's dependent on the existence of the chayfets, and that's the machlokas, we want to point out that there are cases where everybody would agree that if it's matsui, then the chayfets is also considered to be a davar shebo le'olam. Because it's on its way, so to speak, this is the way it is. Yeah, so this is Mitsuda Prusa, or his father is a Geises. V'omer Rebbe Avu B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, Af L'Kedesh Lo Kichu. Because of this, if you're going to go ahead now to be Magdish Maiseh Yadayim of the woman, it's not Kodesh Lama. Why is this? Mipnei HaMachloket, between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yochanan Hasanlon. Since we saw before, when your magdish davar shelo ba'olam, we pask him like Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlon. So her ma'aseh yadayim are considered to be a davar shelo ba'olam. Why aren't they the equivalent of the mitsuda prusa? Because Omer, he said shanyahi. It's a big difference between, which is what you're going to have to say, that ma'aseh yadayim is talking about where you don't have ma'aseh yadayim that are mamish prusa, the equivalent of mitsuda prusa. So when we're talking about ma'aseh yadayim over here, the mitsuda is different, that's prusa, from the ma'aseh yadayim that we're talking about. And that's the only reason it's called the davar shelo ba'olam. So we're taking now this discussion about the mitsuda and the geis is putting it back into the Mishnah. That the reason that we view this as a machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlon, is because it's not the equivalent of mitsuda prusa, even though her hands are in front of her. But the malach is not in front of him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Do you remember Nehir de Avitan Amri and At Rabbi Yirmiyah? You remember that you and Rabbi Yirmiyah always used to quote Meshem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that the machlokas and mantani hegdesh mitzuda she'ena mitzuya machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlon that the Mishnah that talks about a machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlon of Meisiyah Daim being a dover that is extant or is not extant, and they're arguing. You remember about the beginning of the sugya about whether the Moser HaKesev it belongs to the husband or to the woman, You said, you used to quote that Havi the Ion Ite the Rib Shimon ben Lakish, that the Amoraim are arguing Aliba Rib Shimon ben Lakish about the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yochanan Sando. Whether they're arguing about whether Adam Magdish Tavar Shalom Bala Yoyla, or whether they're arguing whether the Baal owns Maisi Yadayim or not. And you used to talk about that. Rabbi Yirmiyabba, this is another one of those hanging Yerushalmis that do this all the time. You know, I don't know what happened. Right, so Rabbi Yirmiyabba, Hamagdish Maisi Yaday Avda, Vayat Sayad. Let's say you own an Eved that is a trap, let's say, right? So you want to be Magdish Maisi Yaday Avda. Is that a Mitzvah Prusa? And this is his job. What's halacha over there? Nashmina min hada. How about looking at this writer? Hamagdish et avdo hu kodesh umaseh yadav chulin. Somebody is actually magdish's eved, that the gufa eved obviously cannot be kedushas mizbeach. We're not going to shech him, right? So in other words, what he means is that the value that he has should be, we should sell him, and that money belongs to Hagdish. But since he didn't do an actual Hegdash on the Maisi, on the Guf, so the Maisi Adayim remain Chulin. That's for sure. It's just the value. He's saying the value of this Evet basically has been given to Hegdash. That's what he means. But what about, he's Magdash specifically in the Maisi Adayim. So Maasei Adayim, though, if he's Magdash the Maisi Adayim, not the Guf Evet, so over there it's the opposite. Who chulin? There's no hegdish on the evet at all. Not kedusha for the value, which is for its dummy, not literally kedusha's dummy, but for its dummy. But the ma'ase yadav is hegdish. Over there, they do become kodesh. Before you see from here that a person can be magdish, the ma'ase yadayim of an evet is not considered to be a dava shelo b'aliyayla. Tony, so in the Braita, it says, the correct years is probably like this. Hamagdish ma'aseh yedei avdo, yotzehu lefarnasami tochan v'ashar kodesh. Now, it says over there that even when you were magdish to ma'aseh yadayim, the evet continues at least to be mitparnes from the ma'aseh yadayim, and only what's left over after he takes out the needs of his own parnasah is considered to be kodesh. But before you said that Maisi Adav is hegdesh, mashma totally hegdesh, and that you can't take out the parnasa from that, then okay, whoever's chayv in the parnasa is a different issue. Omre baba bar mano, lo al datai she yamut. Over here it's an umdana. The question, this has nothing to do with the davar shel ba'olam. Over here the chachomim, since the chachomim make a takana that an eved should be able to live, and that he has a right, therefore, to be mitparnes b'maaseh yadav. If you're not taking care of him, you gave him to hegdish. So because of that, we say, what? If somebody had a havamina, that the guy should die and not have a parnasa, and maaseh yadav should be hegdish. Over here, you can't even say in the other case, yocholadam lamar levet, that asei mi veini zadcha. At least over there, he has the kayak to do something. But over here, whatever he does will be hegdish. He's not allowed to eat anything. That's ridiculous. It's not fair to ask for this case where it's clear that we're certainly not going to create a situation where you're giving something to Hegdish that the guy should die. Again, the correct girsa, more reasonable girsa is Rabbi Lo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hamagdish ma'aseh yedei atzmo kulan kodesh. A person gives his own production rights to Hegdish. So, chazar v'tanah. Hamagdish ma'aseh yedei avdo yotzi lo mehen parnasato v'ashar kodesh. So he went and said over to him, but when it comes to an eved, then all of a sudden he has a right to keep it. Only the rest is for kodesh. Hachat omer v'ashar kodesh. Why? Why is it that when it comes to an eved, only the leftovers after parnasas kodesh, whereas for himself, hachat omer Kulan Kodesh. Why, when he gives his own rights to Yadayim, is he supposed to die? We're being more marked on the Eved than we are on him. And we said that it's an Umdana, that obviously doesn't mean I'm giving away that which I shouldn't be able to eat. That's because, yes, Omer Avacha, because Mitzuvim Yisrael, Efarnes B'nei Chorim, Yoter Min HaAvadim. Because someone is Magish De'atzmo, he feels certain that he can go to tzedakah, and he could say, look, I don't have any money. You're working. I gave everything away to Agdash. So over there, the Chachamim, they're not serious. The guy's seriously going to die. I mean, people take care of him. So it's unpleasant. So over there, Hinochinami, so let it be unpleasant. But since there's not the same level of responsibility that people have to have on it, so the guy could actually die. I mean, he could actually starve over there. They said, look, it makes more sense. He should be mitparnes from his own maaseh yadayim. And the meaning of the hekdesh is above and beyond his own parnasa. Lochein omer of Yochra kotei yad avdosh chaveiro, that rabo notel nisko tzaro boshto upgamo v'halo yatzeh vitparnes b'tzedaka. Wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan said if a guy goes ahead and cuts off an Eved's hand, which sort of makes it difficult for him to do any work at this point. All right, so now he's going to be paying the Nezek Tzar Boshes and so on, right? The Odom takes that. What do you mean the Odom takes that? So how's the Eved going to eat? I mean, we should use this to buy a bank account for him, and then now he should be able to be in Parnes, right? So obviously if we're saying the Odom keeps it, and the Eved can go out and eat Parnes, not Tzedakah, means that we rely that he will be able to be in Parnes B'nat Tzedakah. You see from here that Yisrael do, or there are mitzvah in the Parnes Avodah B'nat Tzedakah. So why did you say that not? Rabbanu de Kisaron B'shem Rav Ach explain, mitzvah Yisrael the Parnes Kita'im Afilu Avodah. That's because psychologically people are responsive. That's what it means mitzvah over here. Responsive to cripples. So if the guy's a cripple, and he goes, and he needs parnasa, people will give parnasa even to an eved. And therefore, in this case, where we're talking about that somebody crippled him, he's not going to be meis barov. But a perfectly healthy guy who stops you at the street corner, right, and he says, I need money. He said, go get a job, buddy. He said, but I can't. Everything I do goes to Agdash. Boy, that's a new one. Never heard that one. So, who's going to give him any money? It's ridiculous. So over there in Achinami, this is a fantastic gemara. Now you see people giving mamashim to Arabs. You know, they pretend to be kitim. They do a really nice job. They got it all. They got it all worked out. Rabbi Yochanan, min koma davei ochel yavlaavd. Rabbi Yochanan used to give his Eved Kanani everything that he himself would eat, part of what he would eat. V'havikori eluya, and he would say, he's a very liberal person, Rabbi Yochanan, he would say, halo bebeten osanu yoseo v'chananeo berechem echad, are we not brothers from the same womb? Very, very modern. I'm going to lord it up over an Eved. Our humanity is the same, and therefore I have to take care of him as a human being, because after all humans are from the same rechem. They all come from Chava. So that means apparently people do have a sense, Rabbi Yochanan had a sense of rachamim for the humanity of an Eved, so apparently that's the nature of Yisrael. Says the Gemara, again, the Gemara says probably, Taman b'midat ha-din. You're talking about over here, they're not chay. It's true, they're not chayovim. Rabbi Yochanan was b'fun of Shiras Adin. That's b'midas harachamim. So you can't expect everybody to be Rabbi Yochanan. We're not saying that it's not an inyan. Definitely it's an inyan. But what we're talking about is practicalities. Not everybody has the sense of the brotherhood of man so clearly that Rabbi Yochanan has. Beautiful Gemara.
We also say Rabbi Yochanan is a beautiful person. Too. Yeah. Look at the beautiful.